99.7 KFRC, the Bay Area's classic hits. 740, Cammie and Dean, congratulations, Georgia, winning the Little League World Series against Japan. Georgia.
I wonder if Billy Bean's scouting them already. We'll talk to him a little bit later this morning. Right now, though, on the KFRC Celebrity Hotline, the man who brought you Super Size Me, currently he's got a show on FX 30 Days. It is Morgan Spurlock. Welcome to KFRC.
Thank you.
What are you doing right now? What 30 days are you living?
I'm living in a hotel room doing 30 days of press for the TV show.
Is that even harder than the immigration episode?
I think so, because at least in the immigration episode, you know, where the family spoke Spanish, I don't speak Spanish, so I didn't have to talk all the time.
What's been the most difficult 30-day experience so far?
I mean, I think this, you know, in the season finale, I go to jail for 30 days, and I think that's probably the hardest one that I've taken part in.
Now, are you in a cell with others, or...?
No, yeah, I mean, when I first get to jail, you know, you get locked up, and it shows you how overcrowded these places are. I mean, I get to my cell, and there's four other people in it.
Right.
You know, it's me and four of us total, you know, so it's me and three other guys, and I'm sleeping on the floor next to the metal toilet, and
nice.
And it's like, you know, here you are in a 10-by-7 room with four people.
Well, what do these guys think when you show up with the TV crew and everything?
Yeah, well, I mean, I came in with, I was booked with five other guys, so there were six of us coming in that the cameras followed all of us in. So most of the inmates thought that there was a crew making a documentary about all six of these people, because the camera was only with me about 4 hours a day.
Okay.
Yeah, and the rest of the time, you know, it's following all of these other people, following their stories as well.
So you haven't been spotted. They haven't said, "Hey, aren't you the McDonald's guy?"
No, I don't think the Super Size Me's making the rounds around too many jails and prisons.
Maybe it should.
I think so.
So did you
see the food those people eat? It definitely should.
Did you make some friends?
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, there's a lot of really, like, you know, good, nice people in there who, you know, made mistakes. You know, people who got caught up at the right place, the wrong time. I mean, think of how many times you've done something in your life that you look back, you're like, dude, I could have definitely gone to jail for that. And I met people who made those mistakes.
And got caught,
yeah.
Does it blow your mind how much impact Super Size Me has had?
I mean, every day. I mean, I can't walk around now without, you know, some mother or a teacher or somebody stopping me in the street talking about how, you know, it changed their lives, it changed their school. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
It is amazing. I mean, yesterday there was articles, because school's starting, about how school cafeteria lunches are changing. And you know, and then you look in at the store, and now they're making smaller packages of prepackaged food. And
right.
I mean, it's just amazing. And here was this film that you made on a dime.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm blown away by it constantly.
It's Cammie and Dean with Morgan Spurlock. Now, Morgan, you're expecting a baby.
I am.
Around the holidays.
Yeah, around December 1st.
Are you going to do 30 days of Lamaze, maybe? Or...
Well, I think people keep telling me I should just record the first 30 days of being a parent.
There you go.
The first 30, I hear, are the ones that really are the most eye-opening.
Well, I would say the second 30. The first 30, everybody's really nice to you still because you have a brand new baby. But then when the novelty's worn off, then you really need help.
Yeah, the second 30 is all it's about is the crying and the caca.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
Are you allowed ever again in another McDonald's?
You know, I think there's like a sign on the front with like my face on it and a red circle and a line through it.
Now, Morgan, have you had any permanent health issues because of the McDonald's thing?
You know, the easiest thing for me, the biggest thing, is that my ability to gain weight now. Because once you gain a lot of weight and then lose it, those fat cells that are in your body never go away. And so my body's filled with these little skinny fat cells that are just waiting for me to overeat, like little Renee Zellweger cells that are just waiting
for me to
eat something and blow up.
They're always there.
Yeah, they're always there. So for me, it's like I can overeat over the course of a weekend now and put on 3-4 pounds like that.
Wow.
Yeah, which is scary.
Well, we look forward to the season finale of 30. 30-